makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. These strange but true stories are brought to you twice each week by X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative which was first offered to America 29 years ago. Little tablets, delightful to take, which have changed the customs of a nation. No more unpleasantness or discomfort, because X-Lax is as mild and as gentle as a laxative should be. Yet for all its mildness, it is so thorough, so effective. And what a treat it is to take. It tastes just like smooth, velvety chocolate. The world has found X-Lax a blessing. And so through all these years, the demand for it has grown and grown. Until today, it is the largest selling laxative in the whole wide world. If you don't know how good it is, then try X-Lax the very next time you or any of your family needs a laxative. It is very inexpensive, too. Just 10 cents a box at any drugstore.
The Human Horse. The thin line between sanity and insanity is often hard to find. In the case of George Asher of Joplin, Missouri, no one could ever tell what caused his strange obsession of being a human horse. It is 1927 in Joplin. Michael, a farmer, enters a harness shop.
Hello there, Mr. Brown. You got that bridle ready for me?
Just a second, Mr. Michael. I'll go back in the repair room and see.
All right.
Where's the harness man?
Oh, he'll be right back.
Who? Who be you? I never seen you before. Hey, my name's Asher.
My name's Michael. I'm new here. I just bought a farm about 5 miles from here.
Oh, got any work for me?
Work? What kind of work?
Hauling, plowing, anything like that.
Oh, no thanks. I've got horses.
Oh, I bet they ain't no better than I am.
Better than you are? What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't know me? Oh, I'm the best horse in town.
Yeah! Oh, I see. Well, you see, I... Oh, here you are, Mr. Brown.
Here's a bridle. Oh, say there, Brown. I gotta hurry. Have you got my collar?
I'll be with you in just a minute, Asher.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, give me my collar. I'm going to the hauling contest.
Oh, all right. Here it is.
Oh, let me try it on now. Oh, now that's right. It's down snug on my shoulders. Oh, that's fine. Thanks. Add that to my bill. If I win the hauling contest, I can pay right up for all of you. Hey, say, if you should happen to go to the contest, Mr. Michael, be sure and vote for me.
Is that fellow crazy?
Oh, that's old George Asher, the human horse.
What?
He's harmless. Everybody in Joplin knows him.
You know, I thought any minute he'd bite me. He's the wildest looking feller I ever saw. With that long white mane of his.
He's an odd one. You know, he eats nothing but hay and oats.
He does?
Yeah.
Say, shouldn't he be locked up?
Oh, all he is sort of a nuisance. Mm. Just like this afternoon, he went ahead and organized that hauling contest. Pestered everybody to death about it. Then he enters it himself.
Is that so?
He'll raise the devil if we don't give him the first prize. Probably haul off and kick somebody.
Well, maybe you'd better give it to him, just to keep him happy,
you
know.
Oh, we always do. That's the only way the poor old fella ever gets enough money to pay his bills.
Well, by golly, I'm going to that hauling contest. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Strange as it seems, George Asher of Joplin, Missouri, actually did think of himself as a human horse. The poor old fellow died in 1928, penniless, as he had been in life. What strange quirk in his brain ever started him on his weird obsession? The bottle that went round the horn. Santa Monica, California, 1924, on the beach.
are you doing, Phyllis?
I'm writing a note, Mother. I'm going to put it in this bottle.
Oh, why?
I'm going to throw it into the ocean, like the pirates used to do.
Very well, dear. It certainly won't do any harm.
It might go all the way to Catalina Island, mightn't it?
Perhaps.
There. I'm putting the paper inside the bottle. Now I put the cork into the bottle. Watch, Mother. Look, there it goes. See, it's bobbing around. Ooh, won't it be fun to see what happens? I wonder if I'll ever see that note again.
It is 8 years later in 1932. William Staniland and a girl are walking idly along the beach in Tampa, Florida.
Say, look, I almost walked on a bottle. It's half buried in the sand.
Oh, pull it out, Bill. It might have a message in it. Edgar Allan Poe wrote a story about a message in a bottle.
Okay. Wait till I wash it off. There is a piece of paper in there.
Bill, what does it say? Read it out loud.
Who finds this bottle, please write to me. Phyllis Dondeville, 507 North Curtis Avenue, Alhambra, California.
California?
Say, just think, all the way from there. This bottle was thrown into the water at Santa Monica, California, 1924.
It's the writing of a child. She probably meant Santa Monica. She just misspelled it.
Well, I'll be darned. I'll send her the note tonight. Will she be surprised?
Won't she?
Say, I wonder where that bottle has been. Why, it might have been anywhere.
Where had the bottle traveled? Had it gone through the Panama Canal, or more possibly had it gone all the way around the Horn, to be picked up by the Gulf Stream and carried through the warm waters of the Caribbean? What narrow escapes had it had? How did it ever find its way down the Pacific coast, past Mexico, past the Isthmus of Panama, Peru, Chile, on miraculously through the gale-swept waters around the Horn, the despair of many a famous navigator? Then up the Atlantic, past the mouth of the mighty Amazon, past Devil's Island and the old haunts of pirates of the Spanish Main, until it finally came to rest in the sands of Florida. Strange as it seems, a bottle thrown into the ocean at Santa Monica, California, traveled a mysterious course over 20,000 miles of ocean to Tampa, Florida. The city laid out as a trick. They say the streets of Boston were laid out by cows as they wandered to and from Boston Common in the old days before the Revolution. Other cities can claim equally interesting beginnings, but Yuma, Arizona is one of the few cities to be originally planned as a trick. It is 1853. Charles D. Poston, a mining engineer, has been on an exploring trip into what is now the state of Arizona. He and his party of 15 Americans and Mexicans are now returning to California. They finally reach a military post on the shore of the Colorado River. Since they must cross the Colorado, Mr. Poston goes ahead and talks business with a Mr. Jager, who runs a ferry boat across the river.
Oh, boy. Hello there, Mr. Jager. They tell me you'll ferry us across to California. How about it?
Well, I'll take anybody across who pays me the money, I guess.
Well, what do you want?
Well, how many of you are there?
Oh, about 15.
15, eh? Well, I'll charge you $25 for that.
$25? Say, is that the best you can do?
Yep, 25 to nothing.
Well, I'll go back and ask them if they can raise the money. Get up.
I'll ferry you all over pronto. Let us show that I get the cash in hand.
Stubborn old fool. I bet the whole bunch of us won't have that much money. Get up now. Get along.
Well, what do you say?
Well, boys, he says he'll take us across the river for $25. How much have we got?
I ain't gonna send.
I can give you a dollar.
How about a hunk of salt pork on account?
I'll give him a Joshua tree.
Well, as far as I can see, we can't scare up more than $10. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Let's fool the old fella.
Huh?
Suppose we make camp here and say we're going to lay out of town. Now, I've got my surveying instruments. We can look professional, and I'll bet we'll get the old fella's interest right off.
Well, that's a good
how about
idea.
It? Well, I tell you, we'll make camp now and talk it over more later. You never can tell. You know, it might work. Jager. Better get the boys to working.
Yeah. Hey there, those stakes are out of surveying line.
Hey, well, what's going on here? I've been a-watching you fellas for the last day or so. Are you going to build here?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jager. Yes, we are laying out plans for a city.
That's so.
Poston, yes? Take a look at this map, will you?
Sure will, Ehrenberg. It looks fine. What's that?
Oh, that's the plan for the steam ferry building.
Hey, what's that you say? Steam ferry?
Oh, yes. The plans include a ferry across the river.
Well, say, you ain't selling any lots yet, are you?
Well, now, it all depends on what we're offered.
Well, I sort of thought maybe we could swap something. You know, you give me 2 or 3 lots, and I'd ferry you across the river free.
2 or 3 lots? Oh, you're crazy, Jager.
Well, maybe only 2.
Well, what do you say, Ehrenberg?
Well, let me see. I don't know. 2 whole lots.
I'll tell you, Jager, I'll give you 1 choice lot right down by the river. If you'll guarantee to get us across by nightfall.
Well, a choice one now, mind you.
Why, of course. Mr. Jager, you have the honor of being the first citizen to own a lot in,
Colorado City.
Yeah, Colorado City. Put her there, number 1 citizen of Colorado City.
Strange as it seems, this was the beginning of Yuma, Arizona. Started as a trick, it developed from Colorado City, a town of imaginary lots, into one of the principal cities of the Southwest.
Occasionally, a product comes along that wins the continued support, the popular acclaim of the entire nation. X-Lax is a perfect case in point. We don't have to claim that X-Lax is a better laxative, because millions have acclaimed it for us. Just think. More than 46 million boxes of X-Lax were used last year in America alone. It far outsells every other brand by a generous margin year after year. It is overwhelmingly the world's favorite laxative. But then, it is logical that it should be, because X-Lax is as mild and as gentle as any laxative you may take. And yet, for all its mildness, it is effective and completely thorough. And taking X-Lax is a treat, because it tastes just like the most delicious chocolate. If you don't know how good, how pleasant it is, then try X-Lax the very next time you need a laxative. It is only 10 cents a box at any drugstore. Who was the famous actor who played Death too well? He had played the same role hundreds of times before, but this time he acted so wonderfully that he... But listen in to our next broadcast. You will also meet the strange man who solved his own crimes. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. Table salt is composed of 2 poisons. We'll be right back.